Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the Opel Commercial Vehicles range. We have your van.
Well, we want to continue talking about COVID-19 and the response to it because the National Public Health Emergency Team will meet again today amid rising concerns that the progress in tackling it nationally appears to have slowed significantly over the past week. Let's get the latest now from Jack Horgan-Jones, political reporter with the Irish Times. He's on the line. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Claire.
Your report today in the Irish Times with Pat Leahy talks about the argy-bargy yesterday between senior civil servants and Tony Holohan, the chief medical officer, and NPHET. What do you know about that?
So effectively, this was part of a kind of preliminary series of meetings between high-ranking state officials and members of the National Public Health Emergency Team to kind of try and set the pitch or define how the state might go about the process of unlocking. And it seems to have descended yesterday into a bit of a row over basically who gets to kind of set the frame for that process of moving out of level five. And Tony Holohan, the chief medical officer, seems to have been taken to task to some extent by the senior officials over the fact that, you know, NPHET members have been out in the media. And this is really a kind of a cipher for broader criticisms and concerns that exist at government level. The real question here is how pandemic policy gets made, who gets to make the big calls. And there are pre-existing and ongoing concerns in government that the profile of NPHET and the role that it plays in framing the discussion about how we manage the pandemic has led it to kind of transform from a effectively temporary advisory body which was set up into a body which has kind of no brief for, but in effect has quasi-executive powers and certainly has very definite powers when it comes to setting up how people think about managing COVID.
And at the end of that row yesterday, you say it was made clear to NPHET that the government will make the decision on about what happens on December the 1st.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the same process that I just outlined there. And you can see that playing out in other arenas as well. For example, last week at the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party meeting, there was a motion passed that there would be a Dáil debate so all perspectives could be heard on the approach to unlocking the country. That was followed up yesterday evening at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting, where the Taoiseach was very much of the view that it will be the cabinet who makes the final decision on this. Again, he alluded to the Dáil debate, which again is going to probably frame the discussion around unlocking policy. And also he was effectively saying that a lot of Christmas is going to rest on personal responsibility. The subtext there is that we may not be relying on the kind of hard measures that are advocated by NPHET and more relying on a strategy of asking people to comply, asking people to behave in a manner that will minimise the spread of the disease, while also maybe opening up some key parts of the economy, hospitality, restaurants, hotels even.
Will you stay on the line, Jack, if you can, because appearing at the Oireachtas Education Committee later this morning, the Irish National Teachers Organisation will make its case for special treatment for teachers and their colleagues to be on the priority list for a COVID-19 vaccine when it becomes available. And before he speaks at that committee, I'm joined by John Boyle, General Secretary of the INTO. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Claire.
So what is likely to be on the agenda? What are you saying about the vaccine?
Well, in relation to the vaccine, yeah, we were very disappointed, actually, that teachers and education workers weren't prioritised for the flu vaccine. But I suppose more importantly now, as we look forward with great hope about a vaccine for COVID-19, we believe that the clinically very high-risk and vulnerable elderly people, healthcare workers, should be prioritised. But absolutely, government has now decided that it's essential that schools remain open. So by definition then, I suppose, we're essential workers, and I think it's only right that government would then prioritise education staff as well. And our staff are at risk. I mean, already 250 schools.
Well, isn't it the case, and the department has said this again and again, and the Department of Health has said it again and again, that there is no evidence of increased spread or infection in schools, nothing beyond what we see in the community?
Yeah, they have said that. And interestingly, yesterday, NPHET produced a very, very detailed midterm report on the reopening of schools. And they have acknowledged that when the bar chart went off the scale in the middle of October, towards the end of October, that it equally went off the scale in education settings. We've already had 250 schools and childcare settings where we had infection. We've had over 500 people identified as positive after mass testing, and that's not counting the index where the person was, or maybe more than one, was positive in the first case. So there is more of a risk, of course, in a school than there would be maybe in an ordinary walk of life, okay, but not as much as there would be in a healthcare setting, and we do acknowledge that. So we're not looking to be at the top of the queue, but we do believe that we have essential workers that are entitled to be well up that queue.
And we know the Teachers Union of Ireland is calling for Christmas holidays to begin on the 18th of December. That's a couple of days early. Does the INTO back that call?
We're calling for a huge amount at this meeting with the Oireachtas subcommittee today. It's mostly about funding and the underfunding of our sector and the concerns we have that if government doesn't put the right funding in place, that we'll have difficulties after Christmas because we don't even have enough money to clean or heat the school. We've only €3.50 a day extra to clean a classroom, which is miserly. But in relation to the public health advice, if the public health advisors in the next number of weeks when they make their decisions about the Christmas period, if they were to recommend, for example, that there should be a little bit more flexibility with the standardised school year this year, that perhaps schools might close a day or two earlier and make up those days in the spring, we wouldn't be against that. But we haven't called for any changes to the standardised school year. Mm-hmm. We have basically said from the beginning that we'll take the lead from public health experts. Public health experts are saying that along the border area there's a disconnect between the two health services there. We have children crossing the border going to school. So most of what we're going to be saying today is designed to keep schools open safely and to make sure that the workers and the children in those schools and their families, many of whom are vulnerable, that they will be kept safe in the term between Christmas and Easter. We're moving the dial forward to look forward towards schools remaining open, but safety has to be the number one priority.
I think most people will be surprised to hear you say that you don't have enough money, your members don't have enough money to clean or heat the schools, because most people were under the impression that the schools were given enough money to make sure that they could cope with any COVID measures that were needed.
The schools were given two separate grants, Claire. The first one was for sanitising and PPE, and was a grant up until Christmas to be reviewed in November. And we know that that review is happening, and we hope that there will be sufficient funding for sanitising and for PPE going forward. Certainly some schools have been under a lot of pressure in that regard. But we were also given €3.50 per day to clean a classroom, over and above what we would have got last year. And government are insisting that there would be an enhanced cleaning regime. It's just not possible to clean a classroom for €3.50 per day extra over and above last year's funding. And it's just going to have to be looked at. And I'm glad that government identified in the budget statement in October that they're putting €2.1 billion aside for contingency. And when they mention that, they particularly mention schools. So we're hoping to see that money coming in, because we don't want to risk the children's health or the health of the staff in schools for the sake of an extra grant to clean the schools.
OK, John, I'm going to let you go because I'm aware you have to get to that Oireachtas Education Committee. Jack Horgan-Jones, can I come back to you? Because we have now a full week ahead before decisions are made on what happens on the 1st of December. So I'm wondering, is there political concern about what will happen in that vacuum, the toll that it's going to take on people, not just business owners, but people who are trying to make plans for December? We heard Helen McEntee reportedly saying, or Lisa Chambers actually reportedly saying at the Fianna Fáil Parliamentary Party meeting last night, that, you know, pubs will even need to get their orders in for kegs. They don't know what to do. So I'm just wondering what will happen in this week.
And Lisa Chambers wasn't alone in that. I think there were several Fianna Fáil members of the Parliamentary Party last night who outlined the need, as they see it, for certainty for the hospitality sector, for the pub sector, and so on and so forth. I think that the real problem here is that, you know, there has been a change in how the disease has progressed in the last week or so. If we're on the path that had been sketched out when we went into level 5 and we were heading in the direction that we had been, which is towards 50 to 100 cases a day, I think that NPHET and the government would more or less be in lockstep in terms of identifying what can and can't open. Now you're going to I think there's an inevitability about how NPHET is going to confront this. I think they're going to say that the disease, the levels of the disease in society are just still that little bit too high to permit widespread opening of the kind of things that the government is going to want to do. And you're going to see that divergence. You're going to see that uncertainty, and you're going to see potentially that conflict between the two kind of poles of pandemic policy formulation, which creates that gap into which all this uncertainty then pours, and people start feeling more anxious, more upset, and have less confidence effectively in how the state is managing this all too crucial part of its response to the pandemic. Because let's not lose sight of the fact here that this is not just normal political parlour games. This is, in a very real sense, more a game of life and death.
Jack Horgan-Jones, thank you very much indeed for joining us from the Irish Times. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to be speaking to John McGuinness, the Fianna Fáil TD, who has some strong words for the leadership of his own party.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.